This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference at ICAR Pusa in New Delhi today. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will address the gathering and also confer the first M.S. Swaminathan Award for Food and Peace. The theme of the conference is Evergreen Revolution, the Pathway to Biohappiness, which reflects Professor M.S. Swaminathan's lifelong dedication to ensuring food for all. More from our correspondent.
The award is being launched by the M.S. Swaminathan Research Foundation and the World Academy of Sciences to honor the legacy of M.S. Swaminathan. This international award will recognize individuals from developing countries who have made contributions to improving food security and advancing climate justice, equity, and peace for vulnerable and marginalized communities. The event will provide an opportunity to scientists, policymakers, development professionals, and other stakeholders to discuss and deliberate on furthering the principles of conference theme. With Raisuddin, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India reiterated its response against the United States' additional tariff imposition, saying that the actions are unfair, unjustified, and unreasonable. This comes after United States President Donald Trump imposed an additional tariff of 25% on India. In statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that India will take all actions necessary to protect its national interests, highlighting that the U.S. has recently targeted India's oil imports from Russia. The MEA said that New Delhi has already made clear its position on these issues, including the fact that countries' imports are based on market factors and done with all the overall objective of ensuring the energy security of 1.4 billion people of India. Meanwhile, the Global Trade Research Institute criticized the United States' decision to impose an additional 25% tariff on Indian imports, calling it hypocritical and highlighting Washington's selective approach towards its allies in relation to trade with Moscow. In a statement, GTRI cited data showing that China imported $62.6 billion worth of Russian oil in 2024, exceeding India's $52.7 billion. Despite this, Beijing has not faced any punitive tariffs. The Institute further noted that the U.S. has ignored the European Union's $39.1 billion in imports from Russia in 2024, including $25.2 billion worth of oil. It also revealed that the U.S. itself imported $3.3 billion in strategic materials from Russia during the same period. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over the 11th National Handloom Day celebration in New Delhi today. The event, organized by the Ministry of Textiles, aims to honor India's vibrant handloom sector and its contribution to the country's rural economy and cultural identity. Approximately 650 weavers from across the country, foreign buyers, eminent personalities, exporters, and senior government officials will attend the function. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has issued an advisory warning for the public about a surge in cyber frauds and financial scams that misuse its name. According to TRAI, scammers are impersonating officials from the authority or law enforcement agencies to falsely accuse individuals of telecom or financial violations. The fourth batch of Kailash Mansarovar pilgrims has been stopped at Dharchula Base Camp in Pithoragarh district of Uttarakhand. Authorities have held them back after a road to a higher altitude point was hit by heavy boulders and debris owing to bad weather. In athletics, India's Anu Rani has won gold medal in the women's javelin throw at the International Wiesław Maniak Memorial in Poland with a season-best effort of 62.59 meters. The 32-year-old and Asian Games champion started strong, throwing 60.96 meters in her first attempt. An 18-member Indian team is set to compete in the World Games 2025 starting today and running until the 17th of August in Chengdu, China. The World Games, held every 4 years since 1981, showcase sports not included in the Olympic program. And that is the end of this news bulletin.